This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President is supposed to be a dictator in the United States. When I hear colleagues of mine arguing that the Congress is unpopular and therefore obstruction of Congress is a good thing, this shows terrible ignorance or lack of care for our institutions, for our democracy, for our form of government, and for our liberties.
All right, so there you go. Jerry Nadler speaks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. An abrupt recess and some crazy takeaways from, once again, impeachment, 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 and that's where we sit. So we're going to start in Washington, and then we're going to traverse in a couple of different directions. I say we're going to because I'm going to take you on that journey with me. Coming up, I go to the mailbag, also the man cave, and, of course, movie reviews, our cheap movie reviews. There's some big movies out this week, including Bombshell, which is another expose or movie portraying what happened at Fox News when Roger Ailes was at the helm. Speaking of being at the helm, it is about Jerry Nadler because he's the judiciary chairman for this, and he called recess until 10 a.m. on Friday to give lawmakers time to, as he said, search their conscience until they vote on the articles of impeachment. And Republican lawmakers were furious. Congressman Doug Collins said there was no discussion about time whatsoever. And he said the delay shows that Chairman Nadler's integrity is zero. That was the most Bush League play I've ever seen in my life. And again, that was Collins who said that. So Republicans on the attack, prowling through the process, Democrats trying to fend them off, and nobody stood down. They keep hammering in all directions. We know this. And the Republican members say this impeachment process marks a serious turning point for the rights of the minority party, and saying that this committee has sounded the death knell for minority rights. The committee is nothing but, as Collins said, a rubber stamp. In the meantime, there were other Democrats that reacted. Congressman Ted Deutch, Democrat from Florida, he pushed back on the whole thing. I was watching this, saying the committee did hear from lots of Republican witnesses in a whole 2 weeks of hearings, and that the rules don't guarantee a full day for minority witnesses. The interesting part of this is we are at the end of this one highway anyway, and then we're going to jump onto another one after we get out of the House. What happens in the House, the vote on the articles of impeachment, we'll see which way that goes, and it all goes back to the summary of the July 25th phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky, and the fact that Republicans are saying, look, they released the summary. It is definitely an exoneration of the charge that he established as quid pro quo. It's not there. It doesn't make any sense. Republicans are saying that President's actions didn't violate any laws. That's it, period. Whether you like it or not, making the abuse of power charge very, very vague. Well, then you had Democrat Eric Swalwell from California saying that they did make the case that Trump's request of the Ukraine could be considered criminal bribery. So the echoes on both sides is exactly how I laid it out for you. You pick somebody and I can tell you what they said. And then I was thinking about this. If you look at impeachment charges and how they compare, remember Bill Clinton had two charges in 98. And what were the two charges? One was obvious, right? I did not have sex with that woman. and that was perjury for lying under oath about an affair with the White House intern Monica Lewinsky. And the second was obstruction of justice for impeding the investigation of the affair. And in that case, because of the way the numbers were, Clinton was acquitted by the Senate. Richard Nixon, three charges, obstruction of justice, abuse of power, contempt of Congress. But we know how that ended. He resigned before the full House vote on impeachment, so that never happened. And, of course, Donald Trump, where he sits now, there's two charges. I mentioned the one, abuse of power, for what the Democrats are saying, pressuring the Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, while withholding $391 million in Congress-approved military aid. And then obstruction of Congress for not cooperating with the House inquiry into the Ukraine decision. And those articles now have been thrown up. The Judiciary Committee will vote on whether to send it to the full House. If the House votes to impeach, the Senate then holds the trial. And I'll say it again. It's about numbers. It's about numbers, and the numbers definitely are not there. And you see what all the Republicans are saying, like Congressman Tom McClintock from California, who said, dare I state the obvious, I've not heard a new point or an original thought from either side in the last 3 hours. Because it's what I said, we're skating around the same rink over and over and over again, and nothing new is being said. All right, a couple of pockets of nuggets, I'm going to call them. We're all watching what's going on with Brexit and Boris Johnson's Conservative Party projected in the exit polls to win the UK elections. That would clear the path for Brexit, and that could mean something for us in the United States. He secured a comfortable majority in Parliament. That's according to the BBC. They did that exit poll. And his plan is to get Brexit done against opposition parties who want to delay Britain's departure from the European Union or even cancel it altogether. So here's the bottom line. If confirmed, it does pave the way to push this through on January 31st after 3 years of divisive, acrimonious, you would say, sounds familiar, right? Debate by their lawmakers on whether Britain should leave a bloc it joined for decades ago. And, of course, the president tweeted out, looks like a big win for Boris in the UK. And we'll see what happens when Brexit is unfurled, and what does that mean for us in the United States, and what does that mean for Ireland, what does that mean for a couple of other places, because they would no longer be part of the European Union. And there's not heavy details on this, because first it has to become official, and then they move from there, and then they go into the whole Brexit conversation, of course. Well, they've been having that conversation, but they go to overdrive when it comes to Brexit. And I can't imagine that they stay in the EU. I mean, the Brexit battle would be over. Britain would leave the European Union. That's it. I mean, they would. And they would move on. And that's it. Remember Scotland, because there's other areas attached to this. Scotland voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU in 2016, and political leaders there threatened to call an independence vote if Brexit takes place. So stay tuned as things are shaken overseas for our allies in what's going on. But I can't imagine. I think that the polls are probably dead on right, so it's just a matter of time as this all flows forward. Speaking of flowing, coming up during this hour, I mentioned it, the mailbag. Many of you had something to say about impeachment, but a couple of you had a few other things to say about presents and Christmas time based on a previous conversation that I had here on these airwaves. So stay with us.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet.
Bada boom.
Bada bing. We are in the mailbag. So picture this. I'm standing in the middle of the room, and I say this all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because so many of you react to the show via email. And I know that's because a lot of you get the show. This is syndicated at different times. Some of you hear it live. Some of you listen to it when it's more on your schedule. You have schedules that fluctuate. Regardless, no excuses necessary. I love all of you for sending me your thoughts. And if you're just listening to me the first time, and you hear something you like, don't like, or you just want to sound off, do it. 24/7, no calories, of course, no great donuts either, but go to katedelaneyradio.com, boom, click on contact, and then you're in just like that. All right, here's the first one. This one is from Frank, and he says, Kate, I've been listening to the show a ton. You know, I've emailed you before. I got to say, man, I like the president, and I think he unfairly gets really twerked around by some of these bully Democrats. However, I do not like the fact that he played bully to the 16-year-old girl who was Time's Person of the Year, Greta Thunberg. Ridiculous. She's a kid. So how does a 73-year-old leader of the free world even care about this crap and get into a Twitter thing with a young girl who's 16. Ridiculous when he says a teenager working on her anger management problem should be, you know, that's what she should be doing. So taking a dig at her, a swing at her, just ridiculous. And that's what he wrote. He said Greta must work on her anger management problem, then go to the good old fashion movie with a friend. Chill, Greta, chill. I mean, he could have said chill, Greta, chill, maybe. But it ignites the debate. And especially, too, because she's got Asperger's. And Asperger's is tough. I know people that deal with that. And, you know, they feel inadequate. There's lots of things that happen when they're in school. So anyway, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree. Not worth it. Get off Twitter. But lots of people say that. The whole Twitter thing is, it's an instantaneous response, and I get it. It is a platform, and it's an easy, quick platform to go to. But it, in that case, it's not why. It's not worth it. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bill, and Bill says, Kate, I don't know if you know who Chris Cotton is, because I know that you're into comedy, but shockingly, he died, and he's so young. It's a sad story. His wife was pregnant with their first child, so that's got to be rough. I thought he was very, very funny. I accidentally saw him on Comedy Central, then I started to kind of follow him, and I saw him in a few other situations, and just, he was very original, very, very sad. That is sad, and I didn't know that until I read your email, so thank you. He's, again, young, and his wife is, in fact, pregnant with their first baby. They were high school sweethearts, so together through everything. He was really an up-and-comer. He had been at Caroline's, which is popular on Broadway, that comedy club. He was part of the Breakout Artist Comedy Series, and he's been on Comedy Central a bunch of times, and he is very funny. Very, very, very funny. And was getting his breaks. So it is pretty heartbreaking. In fact, they set up, as many people do, a GoFundMe page. They put that up, and it just says, in loving memory of Chris Cotton, this comedian, and like I mentioned, his wife having the baby, 505 people donated. It was shared all over the place, and they've already raised $42,000. So I love that. I do. I love that, because just a buck here or there, people are chipping in, and it was, it's got to be, like I said, very sad for his wife to be in that situation, and what should be a happy time in her life, now tragically she has to bury her husband. This one comes to us from Jake. He's been a longtime listener. In fact, I think Jake has listened to the show for about a decade. And Jake says, Kate, I know you pay attention to things financial. Did you see what happened on the stock market because of the optimism over U.S.-China trade? The Dow flew up. So a good day for people who have any kind of money in the stock market. Yeah, they did jump up on that optimism. The Dow, in fact, up 221 points. It closed at 0.8%. The Nasdaq also 0.7%. It was up, up, up. So it was a big day on Wall Street because you got a new round of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods that are kick in on Sunday, and it'll raise the price of popular products, including laptops and cell phones. But there's optimism that that won't happen. Because if you look at 2018, Washington and Beijing have imposed tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods, and the U.S. was threatening to slam 15% on the $160 billion of Chinese imports on Sunday. This is interesting, so maybe it's all de-escalating. and especially trade sensitive, what they call stocks, they jumped like Caterpillar. Toolmaker Stanley Black and Decker jumped 1.9% at 5.1%. So that is big. That's the thing with the stock market. Everything churns and burns according to optimistic news, super negative news. It tanks it big time. I mean, big time. This one came to me from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, you know, it's funny, the holiday time is stressful for me because I have to buy people gifts, and it's not, I'm a gift giver, but I always feel like I'm running around at the last second trying to figure out who I'm matching what to, and it's frustratingly hard to figure out. Do you have any suggestions? I love that. I have no idea who you're buying for, so I'm just throwing darts at a virtual dartboard. Gift cards. Gift cards are good, because guess what? You can get what you want to get. If they like artificial intelligence, like the Echo, Dot's reasonable, you can get an Echo. Because you can time things with it, you can pull up flash briefings like when we do Her Story, the segment I do, and there's all kinds of good things that come out of that. And then there's food things, or liquor. If they drink wine, that's a piece of cake. But you can't go wrong, really, with gift certificates. Although some people say, ugh, gift certificates, so impersonal. But if you have no idea what to get, why not? Why not? Absolutely. This one is from Katie. And Katie says, I know you grew up in the East Coast, Kate, and I've been looking around at some of these places. Next year I want to take my family away for Christmas, and I was wondering if you had any recommendations. I saw that Annapolis, Maryland does a great job with its lights on the bay. I saw that St. Augustine, but I live in Florida. What they've done, I've never been there. What they do with Christmas lights, and it's such a historic area with the trees and the bushes and the lampposts, that could be pretty cool. I know there are so many places that they really do up Christmas. You know what? I'm sure everywhere has some kind of lights or displays. I mean, everywhere. When I was in Vegas, there were neighborhoods where people, all the neighbors, did these elaborate paintings on their garage. And it blew me away. It was like they must have hired artists. How do they do that? If I was going to pick a place, I mean, and you want it to be cold, well, although I don't know if you'd get snow, but I spent some time in Durango, Colorado, and the whole month of December they celebrate Christmas. It's a skier's paradise, and they ride the Polar Express train. It's a big thing, a tradition. You can cut your own Christmas tree or have it transported back to Durango on the steam train. And I've been to Durango many times, not during Christmas, but in other parts of, you know, other seasons, and I really, really like it. So I would, especially if you ski, I would absolutely, no joke, put that on your list. All right, coming up next, we're heading to the man cave. I'm grabbing my chips. I'll meet you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote on articles of impeachment this week. Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on CBS's Face the Nation.
I don't need any witnesses. The president can make a request to call witnesses. They can make a request to call Mike Pence and Pompeo and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I am ready to vote on the underlying articles. I don't really need to hear a lot of witnesses.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on ABC's This Week.
It was the day after Bob Mueller testified, the day after Donald Trump felt that he was beyond accountability for his first misconduct, that he was back on the phone, this time with President Zelensky, trying to get that country to help him cheat in the next election. That told me this president believes he is above the law and accountable to no one, and that this road was necessary, and I think it very much is.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, going to the man cave.
Thanks, Andy. Shout out to former employee of this show, of the network that my show's carried on, and did such a great job with that. So we are in the man cave as he trails away. Oh, so sad. And we are sitting here, all of us, and we're debating a couple of different things. Was it a good year so far for the NFL? Well, it depends on who you root for. If you're a Ravens fan, oh, heck yeah. They clinched the AFC North. They won, beating the Jets, and the Jets have had a horrible year, so it is a tale of two very different teams. But this year has been quite a year for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson tosses 5 touchdowns, breaks a quarterback rushing record, and the Ravens knock off the Jets 42-21. And he looked really, really good doing it. There were a couple of things that happened in the NFL worth mentioning. And with the Jackson thing, he broke Michael Vick's rushing yards record. So that was big. And you remember there are so many people that are being ravaged by the flu, and Le'Veon Bell returned from the flu. He did have 87 yards in the loss. And he had his way, in a sense, with the Ravens, but it doesn't matter. The Jets lost 21-42, and they were undermined by a couple of quarterback snafus, Sam Darnold, with two turnovers. And they couldn't contain Lamar Jackson, who had an incredible game. So for Sam Darnold, it's been a tough season. 14 turnovers, 12 interceptions, 2 lost fumbles. He's ninth, though, among quarterbacks, so not the worst. But frustratingly, at key moments, is when some of those fumbles and bumbles happen. There's something crazy that also happened with Clinton Portis, Joe Horn, group of ex-NFL players accused of defrauding the league's health program. Oof, so you say, how do you do that? Here's what happened. They were trying to defraud the health care benefit by submitting false claims for medical equipment, including devices used on horses, that kind of thing. So the players were charged in 2 separate indictments filed in federal court. Not good. Prosecutors are saying they submitted $4 million in phony claims, leading to payouts of about $3.4 million between June 2017 and December 2018. Now, come on, they just are not thinking. Clinton Portis, Carlos Rogers. And supposedly the players targeted the Gene Upshaw NFL player health reimbursement account plan. But they were all over this. And it was laid out brilliantly in the indictments. Brazenly, they say, defrauding the plan by seeking reimbursements for expensive equipment that they never purchased. Here's what I want to know. How did they think they were going to completely get away with this and nobody was going to find out? I mean, I know people have blind eyes, but there was too many people involved in this too, so maybe somebody said something to the wrong person. Could be. And what they're specifically accused of is fabricating letters from healthcare providers about the equipment that I mentioned, fabricating prescriptions that were signed by healthcare providers, and fake invoices from medical equipment companies. How easy would that be to check out? Oh, look at this. This doesn't look authentic. Ring. Did you put, no. How easy. I mean, that's like easy. So the Justice Department filed court papers in Kentucky saying that they plan to file charges against 2 other players, Joe Horn, a 4-time Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Saints, and Donald Retchie Caldwell. And the investigation continues, but because the plan involves only former players, prosecutors don't think any current NFL players would be involved in that. Well, that's good, because they're involved in other things that have happened this year. I mean, not on this scale and not defrauding the government of certainly, or the NFL of certain health payouts and that kind of thing. I mean, this is something that kind of takes you aback. Because it's not something that you, I don't know, it's just not something you expect. I always say this. The NFL is like a microcosm of the United States. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's people who frustrate the crap out of you because they do some lily-livered thing that makes no sense. And then there's others that you want to see get a break, and they just can't get a break, but they're never going to take a shortcut that's going to mess somebody else over. And we certainly know how that rolls out. Yeah. This is sad, but David Stern, the former NBA commissioner, one of the first guests on my show, by the way, when I was doing sports in the Central Coast of California, was admitted to New York City Hospital Thursday afternoon. He had a brain hemorrhage. just a sudden brain hemorrhage, and he underwent emergency surgery. So, of course, you know how that goes. There's no real word on his condition. He was a long-time NBA commissioner, a 30-year run. To talk about shaping the league and into what it is, from 84 until 2014, under his guise, the league's annual revenue from its television contract increased by 40 times. The average player's salary jumped from $250,000 a year in 1984 to more than $5 million. And then, of course, the value of franchises skyrocketed. But needless to say, a brain hemorrhage is a very serious thing, so that is certainly something to keep an eye on. We move to Major League Baseball because, believe it or not, in a blink of an eye, it's going to be pitchers and catchers reporting. And there are teams that are trying to play let's make a deal and get the best deal out there that they can. So the winter meetings become very lively because there's a lot of what I call hallway chatter. So you have to pay attention. Anthony Rendon goes to the Angels for a whole bunch of money, and Garrett Cole, there was conversation about where he was going to go and how much of a check was he going to get. Garrett Cole, 9-year, $324 million, courtesy of the New York Yankees. That is a big contract. Huge. And I love when you compare contracts of other pitchers back in the day to what he's currently getting. If you look at Catfish Hunter, wildly popular player, 5 years, $3.2 million. And he was great in the 70s. Nolan Ryan, the Houston Astros, also in the late 70s, 79, 4 years, $4.5 million. And remember then, you'd be like, wow, yeah, $4.5 million, sweet. And then you look at Garrett Cole and what he landed from the Yankees, like I said, $324 million, 9 years. Ooh, how much is that a pitch? Somebody smarter than me, think about that. How much does it mean, a pitch? It's got to be a crazy, crazy, insane number. Has to be. Believe it or not, the golf world has something going on that's exciting to me because I like international competition, the President's Cup. So who was on, who was off? Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas, they were on. One up for them. Matt Kuchar, Dustin Johnson, they lost theirs 3-2. There was another match that was halved. There was another American match that was one up. I love this whole match play thing. And Tiger's going to play on the second day of the President's Cup because, of course, it starts on Friday. His partner will be Justin Thomas. And they both played so well, finishing each other's strokes, which is the name of the game. So fourth match for them. Woods playing three times, skipping Friday's foursome session, and playing just one of the two sessions Saturday, because he doesn't want to overdo it. It makes sense, but he had some amazing shots. The Tiger of old, the competitive Tiger, is still very much in the tank. Very much. But it's tough because you're playing with guys you play against on the tour, and you know some of their habits, but then meshing that all together, it's all about scoring, so it's all about not hitting the ball as much. Goes to the less is more theory. Keep it simple, stupid. I could go on and on. Seriously. I talked about the Jets and the Ravens did a Thursday night dance, the Ravens 42-21. But sometimes you can't overlook a team that has a much more inferior number because they come to play. They may be playing for jobs in the future. They might be playing for some kind of record that gets a bonus. They might just want to play well because who knows what happens in the next season at whatever position. But boy, Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdowns, breaking a quarterback rushing record. Sweet! We'd have a lot of conversation in the man cave about that. Coming up next, we move from the man cave, believe it or not, away from impeachment further and further, and we're talking about movies on the flip side.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get past me, forget past the history. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want you to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Your good foot. Run down the good, let go, stay down. Ow. My soul beat my nose, but I get your mind. So, peace, my love, but it's about the people inside.
the book away, any book, because if you're at the movies, you're going to have a hard time reading that book. So instead, you're going to be looking at the big screen. If you go to the movies, I wonder how many people listening to the sound of my voice right now have even been in the movies recently. I've said this before, there's so much on the tube with streaming that a lot of people will just wait for it to come out. It's cheaper, they don't have to go anywhere, blah, blah, blah. So, the movie is about Richard Jewell. He was a security guard who discovered a suspicious backpack under a bench in Centennial Park in Atlanta, the 96 Summer Olympics. Didn't have a lot of time, helped evacuate the area. He was hailed as a hero, but some questioned that. There's some controversy over this Clint Eastwood movie, if it's accurate or not. What's fact and what's fiction? Did the, you know, Atlanta journalist really, because the journalist, there was a journalist that supposedly really went after him, and there's conversation about the Atlanta journalist. Did they really offer sex for a tip? Did the FBI try to trick Jewell into a false confession? Is it true or is it you know, fiction? And the movie was adapted from a 1997 Vanity Fair article written by Marie Brenner. The Suspect was a 2019 book by former U.S. Attorney Kent Alexander, who was involved in the investigation, and former Wall Street Journal editor Kevin Salwin, who worked on the newspaper's coverage of the attack. And it pays attention to certain details and about how they're remixed in the service of the filmmaker's own convictions, meaning Clint Eastwood and how he felt about it. The tension animates the real-life Jewell saga, and it's that he had initially been, again, hailed as heroic, the hero, before the FBI got a hold of it, and the media started to treat him as the possible culprit. So the 180-degree turn, and what was that like? And the movie's most controversial aspect has been portrayal of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Kathy Scruggs. And was it her? I mean, did she offer to trade sex for a scoop? Did the FBI do, you know, what they were doing to try to push him into a confession? And then just the whole thing of the bombing itself. And I remember it. And I remember how he was treated, not in the beginning, but then what happened afterwards. So here is Richard Jewell.
Let's get a new tape going. All right, Richard, here's what we're going to do.
We need a voice exemplar.
I want you to say into this phone, there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Richard, you're a national hero now.
Thank you, sir. But I was just doing my job.
Always look at the guy who found the bomb just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewell fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
You're a suspect.
You don't talk.
I talk. Say it.
I don't talk.
This might be the only way to clear your name. I want you to say there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authorities are looking to eat you alive.
There's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
His accusers are two of the most powerful forces in the world. The United States government and the media.
I do want to help y'all on law enforcement, too. There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Did he do it?
Richard Jewell is an innocent man. He's a hero.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
One more time, just a little louder.
I report the fact.
You've ruined this man's life.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Do a couple more.
My son saved people's lives.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
I don't get out.
certificate. You.
I'd like your client to speak for yourself.
They want to fry you.
You ready to start frying back?
So in the end, you can decide if you go and see it. It might be one of those that you watch when it comes out on, you know, comes out on HBO or wherever. I guess it wouldn't be HBO, Netflix or one of the others, and it streams. So it's 2 hours, 11 minutes. It's gotten an 83% positive review from Rotten Tomatoes, and so some people like it, some people are grappling with what's fact and what's fiction. There are other movies that are out too, but because of, like, so for one, the trailer for Bombshell wouldn't really do you much good. It's something that you could see visually, and it's more, again, about Roger Ailes and the despicable things that he did, not a laughing matter, to the women who worked for Fox and the crap that they put up with. And, you know, I know some people that work for Fox, good, hard-working people, and they either agree or say, because they're guys, they didn't go through that, and they didn't see that happen to a coworker because that was behind the scenes, and if they had, they would have spoken up to two guys that I know. But it's a revealing look inside a very powerful and controversial media empire, and it's a pretty explosive story. So this is the second one, because there was a TV version of this that also came out. And the star power in it is interesting, because you have, you know, like Megyn Kelly. Charlize Theron is playing Megyn Kelly. And you have Gretchen Carlson, played by Nicole Kidman. And you have a couple of other pretty well-known actors or actresses playing parts, like Malcolm McDowell plays Rupert Murdoch, and he's just a dead ringer for him. And it is about the Roger Ailes era. And by the way, Roger Ailes is played by John Lithgow in this portrayal of what happened at Fox. Specifically, really, it's about Roger Ailes and what he, because he was so powerful in getting the ratings and in really creating something that wasn't there. I mean, he had massive ambition, there's no doubt about it. And this movie got like a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes. 1 hour, 48 minutes. And of course, it's rated R, and it's a drama. I wonder if they'll recoup their movie money to make it. $35 million to make Bombshell. And then there's a movie with Adam Sandler, and he just was on, I want to say, 60 Minutes. And Adam Sandler's movie is uncut. And in this movie, of course, we cannot play a preview because the language is so blue. But the movie, usually he does these movies like the Happy Gilmores and the 50 First Dates or Big Daddy or Grown Ups or whatever it is. And Uncut is something completely different. Uncut Gems. And it's a role that's very different. It's about the New York City Diamond District jeweler who has an addiction to gambling. And the movie is pretty accurate as to what the diamond life, we'll say, is like for many of those people in New York. And it's gotten some pretty decent reviews, so it might find its footing. If you go to the movies, send me your own cheap review to katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my tip book. The band is playing me off the stage. Stay calm if you're out there holiday shopping. Make it count, everybody. Oh,
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.